Coach, what can you tell us about your lineup here tonight?
Pretty much most of the, well, everybody that didn't play yesterday that's left in camp, and some minor bumps and bruises that are still being assessed whether we want to put a guy into a back-to-back or not.
Right now, more or less, wait for the guys that played last night. Is there any option for tonight, too? Or?
Yeah, there are a few guys that will go in on back-to-back, yeah.
How will Logan Stanley get a look tonight?
That's a question mark based on health. I can't tell you until game time.
Is there any chance you'll 7D?
Would I run 7D? No, we're not going to run 7 tonight.
Is this time preseason where you're starting to, we're starting to see line combinations that maybe you might start the season with, like you see?
Later. I think the last two for us, this is the mid-stretch of exhibition games, so you're seeing a lot of younger lineups still. It's the last, really, opportunity for young players to kind of push into those last few games and make the decisions. So we saw that in Calgary with a fairly young group, and we'll see it again with Ottawa here. And then we'll work a lot harder at looking at line combinations and practices of the 2 weeks leading up and including those two exhibition games.
So what are you looking to see from some of your young guys in games like this, where you're not, where you're going up against other young, maybe inexperienced?
This is all about them showing us what they do well, and that's how the pieces then fit together. We're looking for strengths, and what they can offer their line mates or their D partners. It's still in that phase of us learning about them.
Is the way your goalies are playing making the decision tough for you?
Not as tough as if they weren't playing as well as they did. I think the last three games, there'll be a little bit more meat on the bone. You'll see heavier lineups, more NHL shooters. They've played well. I think we've given them a pretty good opportunity in the games that I've seen to play well. Haven't exposed them to nearly as many odd man rushes as you normally see in exhibition. So we're seeing low numbers on those guys and a pretty disciplined game, so we haven't had the five or six penalty nights where he's been exposed again to different kinds of shots, but it's what we had hoped, a strong, healthy competition through good play.
Hutchinson's turn tonight?
Correct.
Kyle Connor and Matthew Perreault have spent a lot of time together. What's your take on how those two pieces have fit together?
I don't have a strong enough tape yet, to be honest with you, because I haven't seen it much on video. I want to see it in practice on ice, but there's a skill level, but both men, Kyle's speed is a huge advantage in this game, and we talked about it last year. Some of it is maybe a bit of a prejudice that I have coming off the World Cup experience, which was so fast, but that's the direction the game goes. It almost always follows the best players in the game. His speed is just a great asset now. Depending on what the rest of that line looks like, you know, we'll look to put him with players where his speed is an advantage for the other players.
Going back to Logan Stanley, Paul, what are some of the things he can pick up in his first NHL camp, even though he hasn't seen a preseason game to this point?
He will get far, far, all of these guys that are eventually going back to junior get so much more out of practice than the games, because they're processing it at a different level. It's interaction with other defensemen on the ice, on how to turn your body on the quick ups, all those little things where your stick positioning to be. The practice is really the huge benefit for him. Everybody wants to play in a bunch of exhibition games. I understand that, but the time in practice for, especially for those kids that are in there, the 18-year-olds, most 18-year-olds, the time in practice is the critical piece.
Is the success of your power play in the preseason meaningful to you?
Statistically, no. But in terms of how it looks, yes, because it's there's a couple of general themes of, and one of them being movement, that is right. It's not going to clip at those numbers. Nobody's does, and when you get better and better defenders, but the original idea that really it started actually January 2nd of last year. We went from January 2nd, I believe, to Brian Little's injury. We ran third, which was lost in our overall demise of our power play in the final number. But it's more, it's so we've been able to keep that motion idea that we have and put it into a better structure. So we've got a real good template, we think, to work off of now.
Just in a sentence or two, how's the power play different now, as you described, than it was before? What is it you're doing different?
I wouldn't make it a final statement that it is different yet. These exhibition games can be very tricky for you. But motion, there's more comfortable movement, and it allows you to play a faster and all power plays, not just ours last year. When they get stagnant and there's no movement, you're really, really relying on a high finishing skill to make it work. A guy that can really pick a corner or a defenseman that can really bomb the puck. And we'd like to get away from that individual skill as the important part of your power play.
Is the picture becoming clearer for you as to kind of where guys are slotted in and what your roster might look like?
This is going to be a young group, which means you're not going to have the picture in September, because it's going to look different in November, December, and hopefully by March and April it looks the way you hope it will. That development curve by the young players, you can't predict well. There have been young players come in that look almost ready, and we're going to have some players probably in our lineup that are almost ready to play in the NHL. We'll rely on the veterans around them to buy them that time to get them up to speed.
Is there a particular thing that you asked Andrew Kopp to work on over the offseason?
Andrew played a very developed game last year. When you look at his consistency, plus-minus chances against, quickness and speed, and he's done that. He's you know what? Andrew just needs, like, he just needs to get older. He's a real fit guy. He's a committed guy. He works hard every day, so it was time for him. A little bit quicker, stronger on the face-offs. But his intelligence about the game is very strong. It's experience and age for him. No, going to hold both of them out for tonight's game. Anthony just hasn't skated. Today was his first day on the ice since his injury. And Olsen almost in the same. We need to get him pushed through some practices so that he can get back to healthy.
Will Myers, then?
Tyler will not play.
Okay.